Okay, everybody, we are back. So let me show you what Joe Biden, because Joe Biden went on vacation. You know, he goes to the beach. And then after he goes to the beach, he's just sitting there doing nothing. And it's all, he can work from anywhere. He's not working anywhere, even when he is at the White House. So he had to cut his vacation short. Split screen it. Joe Biden had to cut his vacation short, and he had to come back to the White House so he can work out and go to the, I guess they call it the war room, right? Is that what they call it? The situation room, the war room, so he can monitor what Iran is doing to Israel, you know, making sure that Iran do follow his directions on where to attack and when to attack. But Joe Biden shows up back at the White House, and look at him. He's marching in. He's taking charge. I mean, do you see the problem in this video, or is it just me? Does anyone see the problem here? And watch this. He's going to get to the door. And how many times has he been here? I don't know if y'all can see it. But look at him. He's like looking in like, am I going the right way? Am I going the right way? Does this look like a person that's in total control for you? Does he look like he's in charge? The United States of America looks completely weak. We are in big, big trouble. Now, of course, Senator Tom Cotton, he chimes in about what's happening in the Middle East. Listen to this. This is good.
I first want to commend the bravery and skill of American and Israeli pilots and other troops and troops from friendly nations like Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Great Britain, who helped intercept almost every single one of more than 300 drones and missiles shot at Israel. But of course, President Biden is wrong telling Israel that they shouldn't respond. Imagine America getting 300 drones and missiles shot at our homeland and having a country telling us not to respond. Now, it's up to Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet, and ultimately the elected government and people of Israel, about how and when they respond. It's hard to imagine this doesn't steal their resolve to finish the job against Hamas in Gaza, or to refuse to tolerate Hezbollah, Iran's proxies to its north in Lebanon, possessing more than 100,000 rockets and missiles and drones on its own, and ultimately to tolerate Iran with a nuclear weapon. Imagine what last night would have looked like if Iran was shooting nuclear armed missiles into Israel. But the question for us here in America is not so much what Israel will do.
Yeah, let me stop it really quick. Yeah, just imagine, because Iran, if they have these nukes, because they've been working on getting nukes for the longest, if they shoot a tactical nuke into Israel, imagine what the fallout would be, even with it just blowing up over Israel because of the Iron Dome. Right. And to be clear, it's not the Iron Dome is not, you know, something that can't get through. The Iron Dome means that they shoot rockets up and they take out the other rockets and the drones is coming in the sky. It's not like an actual dome. They call it the Iron Dome. But if they shoot a tactical nuke and it blows up over Israel, the fallout from that will kill people. The fallout from that. Israel, I think they don't have any choice. If they allow Iran to go to get away with what they just did, it just means Iran feels emboldened to do it again and again and again and again. Remember, Hamas was shooting rockets over and over and over into Israel. In Israel, all they would do is use the Iron Dome to take them out. They would never retaliate until October 7th happened. They can't do this with Iran. They can't.
It's what President Biden is going to do. And there's a few things we can do right away, and they don't even require military force. He said he wants diplomatic solutions. I've got a few recommendations. One, he keeps giving more than $10 billion in waived sanctions to Iran periodically. He should rescind those immediately. Two, he should work with our European partners to immediately reimpose the snapback sanctions under the flawed nuclear deal with Iran that he's refused to do now for 3.5 years. Three, he should immediately and fully enforce sanctions against Iran's shipment of oil, most of which goes to China. All of these things would immediately put Iran on the back foot diplomatically and financially without President Biden even having to take a step of what he doesn't want to do anywhere, which is use the American military to ever defend American interests.
But you know what? I think at some point, because Joe Biden wants to be a wartime president, they're going to end up doing it at some point. They're going to put troops on the ground somewhere. They have to take us into this full-fledged war. And, you know, the biggest, my biggest concern is that my switchboard operator, he's a young man. The U.S. military right now have the lowest numbers in recruiting military personnel in American history. The lowest numbers. They don't want to be forced to get vaccinated. They don't want to be forced to have to put on a dress. Not that they're forcing to put on a dress, but they don't want to join a woke military, have to deal with that nonsense. The military should be on a straight and arrow. It should be 2 + 2 = 4. They shouldn't even be playing in these woke games, but yet they are. And they have such low numbers. As a result of Joe Biden wanting to take the United States of America to war, along with the Democrats, because being a wartime president, a lot of times you win. Every single time in history, you win. And because the numbers are so low, what's to stop them from reinstating the draft? What's to stop them from doing it? They don't have the military personnel. They've been doing so many cutbacks. They've destroyed our strategic reserves. We don't even have the energy, the resources to go into a full-fledged war. But that's part of the issue, too. That's part of the plan. The Democrats want the country to burn. It's almost like they need it to burn. They're pushing for the country to burn. And as I mentioned in the beginning of today's show, with Joe Biden flying in over 300,000 illegal aliens, how many of them do you think are actual terrorists that have come into the country? You remember the terrorists not too long ago that was saying, oh, you don't know who I am, but you will know soon. And he's from the Middle East. You remember that? And then come to find out he was on the terrorist watch list, but they release him into the population. They don't know where he is in the United States of America right now. And many people are saying that if the United States of America gets into the conflict with Israel against Iran, the sleeper cells that are here in the United States of America, what do you think they're going to do? Pop popcorn, sit back in the couch and just watch it unfold? Or you think they're going to attack? Do you think the sleeper cells will get the memo? We've seen so many movies and so many shows and everything about sleeper cells being in the United States of America, setting off nukes, suitcase bombs, terrorizing the people in the country. All they need to do is do it in 5 cities. If they were to do it in 5 cities, 5 major cities, total chaos, destruction going on, it would get the entire country buzzing. Joe Biden would immediately want to call martial law, immediately, to try to bring order, because it would be chaos, because we don't know these people. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they are setting us up to fail. They're setting us up to fail. And I believe the only reason why it hadn't happened yet, because they're still in hopes that it's going to take out, that they're going to be able to take out President Trump. I think that's the only reason why that it hasn't happened yet, because they're trying to figure out some kind of way, any kind of way, that they will be able to take out President Trump, prevent him from going back into the White House, from undoing all of the evil things that they've done to this country, to you and I. But if that fails, they can't kill President Trump. I'm pretty sure that they've tried. But if all else fails, take the country into war, have total chaos happen here, have civil unrest happen in the cities of America, and then it can usher in the one world order, bring in the United Nations, bring in the blue helmets, because Americans are fighting, bring in blue helmets to bring a law and order. We're seeing it unfold right before our very eyes. And this is, for me, I'm looking at this information, and not to be on here warmongering, trying to be fearful, getting people to be scared. That's it. That's not it at all. I'm on here to do the opposite. I'm telling everybody, warning everybody to get ready. That's the reason why I got the sat phone. the satellite phone. It's the reason why I'm doing other things, trying to get prepared for what's to come. I can't stress it enough. Let me share one more thing before we get out of here. This is another one. This is about our world becoming a cashless society. And all of this is playing into, is us all lining up right now. Do you ever imagine going to the bank and the bank telling you that you, if you want to get out cash, let's say you want to go get $50 or so, you're going to go to a flea market. You know, you can go spend some cash at the flea market. Farmer's market, you're going to spend some cash, right? Oh, here's $20 for this, $30 for that. Well, look what happened when this lady went to the bank. And I'm not sure where is this at. This is in Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, this is in Australia. Now, in goodwill, they want to do the same thing here in the United States of America. Watch this.
Well, outrage in Queensland tonight after a local woman rocked up to her bank to withdraw cash, only to be told they didn't have any. Taryn Compton wanted to grab some notes to pay a tradie, but when she got to the ANZ ATM, she realised she'd forgotten her FPOS card. When she asked the teller for the money instead, she was told the bank doesn't carry cash.
And Taryn Compton's here to tell us all about her terrible banking experience. Taryn, what did you think when you walked into a bank only to be told they don't have cash?
I thought it was absolutely crazy. I thought she must have misheard what I wanted, if I'm honest. How can you go to a bank and not be able to get your own money out?
Taryn, that's what I'm confused about. So what's in the bank if there's no cash? Isn't there, if you open up the safe, what's in there? How did they explain it to you?
They just said, I'm so sorry, we can't help you. There's nothing we can do. We don't have cash here.
So did you think maybe that was a temporary situation? That maybe they were going to get some cash tomorrow?
No, she actually said, we don't carry cash.
So they're on here laughing about it, joking about it. Oh, we don't have any cash. What were they thinking? I'm pretty sure they understand the seriousness about this. But they're on here laughing. I don't really find it a laughing matter. I think we are on the edge of seeing our country going to a one world nations. We're one world order. I personally believe, some people don't, I personally believe that the Antichrist is alive and well on the planet. Who that may be, I don't know, but I have my suspicion. If we were watching a movie, it would be Emmanuel Macron. If we were watching a movie, he fits the role. Why? Because he's a political leader and he has the ear of the Pope like no other. Now, I can't say that he is the Antichrist. Some people go, well, no, Will Johnson, it's Obama. No, it's not Obama either. But Obama does have the Antichrist spirit in him. Big as day. Just like Joe Biden has the Antichrist spirit in him. Right? Even north of us, Canada, Trudeau, he has the Antichrist spirit in him. These people are evil. They have the Antichrist spirit in them, but they're not the Antichrist. And some people believe that the Antichrist is going to come from the Middle East. The Bible says otherwise. The Bible says otherwise. It's going to come from the European Union. So is the false prophet. Will come from the European Church, which is the Catholic Church. Where we are seeing it, roars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, famine, pestilence, all the sexualization of children, the push of the one world order, the push of the cashless society, it's all unfolding, and we are the generation that's seeing it happen right now. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.